Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-thru locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You're tuned into KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here representing the Downtown Business Association. Welcome DBA President Midgey Moore. Hello, Midgey.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm well, thanks. And DBA Liaison Christy Speciale. Hi, Christy.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining me today, both of you. Today, you're here to talk about the Color Run, a very popular 5K fun run. But before we get to that, I wanted to ask about what the DBA has been up to this year. What were you hoping to do, and how did your plans change?
Well, we had a lot of great events planned. As you know, the Color Run's one of our signature events, and we had the Cornhole. And then we also were partnering with Perseverance Theater for our Piratical Murder Mystery, and that got moved back. But we're looking at alternatives of how we can bring these events to Juno and still be a part of the community. We're spending a lot of our time supporting our business members and community through a lot of information sharing and also advocating with the city for things like the sustainability grant that's going to help so many of these little businesses stay in business, and working on some other projects to just remind people that downtown is open.
Right. And Christy, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, I think one thing the DBA does real well is put on events, but we've been given, this time to lift up the other pillars of DBA, which are, downtown design projects like art around town. I don't know if people realize, but the lights that are strung between buildings, the coffee shop and Juno Drug, we help coordinate those types of design projects. Just working with members much more, like Midgey said as well. So
I do love those lights, by the way. They look very nice.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. We're pretty excited about them.
I know you've said a little bit about this already, but what are some of the ways you have managed to stay connected to the community? Midgey, we'll start with you.
Well, one of the biggest things that we did, especially when COVID hit, was we started some sort of like roundtable conversations with our partners and members to talk about funding sources and things like that. We brought in folks from the SBA, and JEDC has been stellar in helping connect us with different opportunities for funding, for grants, for the EIDL, and all of that was first happening. The other thing that we're doing is really just kind of staying in touch with the members. We email frequently, and we also just, you'll see Christy or me even just walking around just going, hey, how are things going? I reach out a lot to our partners and members just one-on-one, just to say, how are you doing and what can we do? But the other things that we're working on is, for example, like Gallery Walk, we're reframing that and what that's going to look like, and have some different ideas of what that can be to still, again, engage people with coming downtown.
And Christy, what would you add to that?
Yeah, I think it is important to get a pulse on being downtown, walking around, interacting with members. Impressed with seeing how quickly some of our members have been able to pivot, especially groups that serve food and drink, being able to adapt as needed, which is impressive, and getting deliveries out and having private shopping times for members like Resolute Boutique and a few other retail shops out there that are kind of honing in on that exclusive experience as well.
I was checking out your Christy, you all finished.
Well, go ahead. I was just gonna say that it's nice to see how people are pivoting.
Right. Well, I was checking out your Facebook page ahead of this interview today, and I have to say it's very active, and it's very up to date, it's very relevant. So I think you've done a great job with your social media.
Thank you. That's actually something that we're really proud of. Christy and I really jumped in there to just, I was like, we need to start posting. And then we reach out to our members very frequently and say, if you have something going on, let us know, because we might not see it. And we want to make sure that we're sharing it and helping promote your activities, whether it's a special, a sale, or just something fun that you're doing. It doesn't matter. We want people to know what you're up to. And that's one of the great ways we have of reaching out to our community. And we've actually, I think, with Christy taking over and really just going gangbuster on it, we've really increased our following. I mean, it was like holding less than 100, and now it's, I don't know, like 300-400 now, but which doesn't seem like a whole lot, but in a few short months, she's really brought up those numbers. And so we're pretty excited about that too.
Yes, it's nice for DBA to be the connector. We are happy that we are a resource for people in town, not just for, you know, their next gift or the next treat that they have for themselves, but to make sure we're informing the public on how to pivot and work through the next few months and next year even in the climate we're in. So,
well, well done on that. Now, next up, you're organizing the run that everyone looks forward to every year, in my opinion anyway, the color run. And I was wondering if one of you would tell me what the color runs have been like in the past for those who have never participated.
So this will be our third one. So the first two color runs, obviously, we could do in person, so they were a lot of fun. The first one we did, we ran along the Seawalk, and it just went through town, and Lindsay from Busting Out Boutique was our race manager, and she just did a fabulous job coordinating everything. And so we had about 80 people, I think 80 or 90 people who ran. And then last year, thanks to the brilliance of JEDC, because we were having a problem getting everything scheduled and permits and stuff. And so they said partner with the high school, with Juno Douglas High School, and have their cross-country team partner with us. And so then we were able to get a lot of volunteers and the kids help out and stuff. And a portion of the money that we raise now goes back to that team to help fundraise them for their events. And we're so excited. And so last year, it was just stellar. Went off without a hitch. It was so fun. We had over 100 runners. And so this year, of course, with COVID, we had thought about doing it the same because it's outside. But then again, we have a problem with people getting too close to one another, not observing the 6-foot rule and all the different things, running with a mask, stuff like that. So I had seen on Facebook through one of my friends, they did a virtual run. So Christy and I started brainstorming, what would that look like? And it's a little bit different, but it's a lot of fun, and it actually opens it up to a lot more people.
Right.
Yeah, so, by being able to take it.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, by being able to take it virtual, you can, we'll do all the work for you. We'll provide a kit that includes a t-shirt, some color swag, even color packets to throw responsibly. And who knows, maybe it could become a distance learning activity, or you can get your church group together, you know, people that you interact with or are in your bubble anyway. You can add this fun event on coming up September 26th to October 3rd is when it is.
So what are all the steps that you need to do to participate in the color run this year, the virtual color run?
Christy, I'm going to let you take that one.
Sure, yeah. So registration is open. If you go to downtownjuno.org, there's a clear way to register for the run. Groups of 5 can register to get a virtual pack. You get a small discount for groups of 5. And then we'll send you your kit, your fun kit, even some scavenger hunt suggestions, ways to make the run a little extra fun. It is the happiest run in the planet. However we can see shining faces in town, we would love to see that. So we're also encouraging people to enter into a few contests that we're hosting. So between September 26th to October 3rd, you can run and take photos of your finish line, crossing, and enter into a competition. Just by signing up, you are entered into a drawing for a mini photo session through Amanda Montesico Family Photography, which is awesome. And then you can even enter in a best t-shirt outfit competition and win a colorful bundle of goods from Frenchie's Floral and Sam's Custom Cookies, along with balloons from Night Moods even. So there's all kinds of different ways to interact and tag photos. All the details are at downtownjuno.org.
It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. You can, you're encouraged to decorate the t-shirt and to play with all the colored powders and to come up with a really creative running route all on your own. And then the photos, I'm sure, will be the most fun of all. And there are a few formalities that you'd like participants to observe, such as signing a waiver release and following CBJ mandates. Would you like to say more about that?
Yeah, I think it's important just to be mindful of where we are in the community and how to respect each other and be mindful of the groups that we interact with. So yes, there's a waiver form and just some reminders on how to maintain distance and run responsibly and keep your social bubble small. So.
All right. Well, it looks like there's all the information online, downtownjuno.org/event/colorrun. Is there anything else you'd like to share about this upcoming event or future events with our listeners?
Yes, I really want to remind people that this is a great family activity. I'm actually going to put together a group of my girlfriends, and I'm not a big runner, so I'm going to walk it. You don't have to run. The whole point of it is just to participate in something fun. It's just fun, frivolous, good time with your friends. It's outdoors. It's a great activity if you're at home with your kids and you want to do something that's, you know, more for their PE class kind of thing, that just get out and have some fun with it. And it's not super expensive, but it is a fundraiser for the DBA. And some of that money goes to help light up downtown as well as support the JDHS cross country team. So we just want to just thank you, first of all, for letting us be here, but encourage everybody to think outside the box and let's get outside the race and let's just go outside and have some fun.
I think that's a great attitude. Midgey, thanks so much for that. And Christy, you have the last word. Anything you'd like to add?
Show us your shining smiles. We want to see everybody out and about having fun, and this is one way to do it.
I agree. And the prizes look great too. And it's the color run. As you said, it's the happiest. It's the most fun run. It's always a blast to get messy and beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much for talking with me today, and good luck with the event.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate being here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Take care.